2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, you're not gonna believe this. A biddly bing bang boom. Oh, am I mad? Am I angry? No, I'm just annoyed as hell. It's 1930 UTC, and it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm your chairman, and I just pulled into the parking lot of Harrenhaven, changing my glasses now. And as I pulled in, I could see a marmot just right in here over here in the grass. And he was just hanging out there at the edge of the grass. And then I got out of my car, grabbed the camera, and then the only other car that was here decided to back out and pretty much backed into the direction of the marmot, and the marmot has run away. So I'm sneaking up on this area. I saw him running around in the tall grass, and he was kind of small. Was it a new baby? Was it a yearling? I don't know. Where's my Matties? There's my Matties hanging out back here. Oh, so I'm super annoyed that I saw a Mat, but I couldn't get a picture with the new camera. All right, I'm sneaking around up here by this grass, kind of heading towards the mushroom garden. I know that there's Matties back here. I wonder if they're in this den that's right here that I thought was going to go unused this year. Oh. We can't even see into this den because this grass and everything is so tall. Yeah. I can't see Jack, but I'm betting dollars there's a marmot in there. All right, well, why is the grass all wet? Why is everything so wet? Did it rain? I was up until 3:30 with the windows and doors open because it was nice and cool. It must have rained early this morning. All right, well, damn. I guess we might as well just go for the normal tour now. Maybe this Mat will come back out if we disappear for a little while. I'm looking for moving grass. Almost had a Mat and somebody else ruined the shot for me, of course. Isn't that just typical? Yes, it is. All right. Like I said, it's a lovely, I don't know what day this is, but it's relatively cool. When I woke up half an hour ago, the Weather Channel said it was like 59 degrees. I knew that couldn't be right. But it's like in the 60s. It is very humid and it is wet, so we must have gotten some rain overnight, which might be good. I'm walking around the shed now. Is there bugs flying around under the shed? Is there Mati under the shed too? Nah, can't tell. Oh, there's a bun. There's a bun right here. He's hanging out by the dragonfly pond. Oh, here's another one. What are these buns doing? Hi, buns. There's a bun like 3 meters away in this direction and 4 meters away in this direction. I'm just going to walk by very slowly. Oh, look at that bun. Oh, he has got a mouthful of yummy grass and whatever these buns like to eat. This bun is coming closer to me. Hi, bun. Where's my bun? He's so nice. I'm taking pictures of this bunny who is 2 meters away from me. He's eating the ground cover. He's going, oh, I think I'll give it a little bit of a chomp. It's so delicious. He says, oh, it's yummy bunny salad. Everybody loves yummy salad. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to have me some salad tonight. Trying to take some pictures of this bun, but he doesn't want to. You need to be at the right angle, Mr. Bun, and I can't move. Otherwise, I'll freak him out. Oh my God, he's coming closer to me. He's coming closer to me as I talk. This bun has no fear. This is the kind of dudes that I like. Yeah. He's not very hoppity. He's just walking around having some yummy bunny salad. Oh, he just took another couple steps towards me. Taking a whole bunch of bunny pictures. Hi, Mr. Bun. He's so nice. One more, Mr. Bun. Something cracked a twig and that spooked him. It wasn't me, Mr. Bun. Alright, I've probably got enough bunny pictures. I'm just gonna slowly walk away here. Yeah. I'm not bothering him at all. I wonder if that's the same old bun that we see further in. Alright, so now I'm gonna walk up here on the bocage. Somebody's driving by very slowly. Are they gonna turn in here? Are they they are turning in here, so we're going to skip the bocage for right now and head deeper into the forest and try to beat these people to wherever they think they're going so we can get our shots. A couple nights ago, I was over at my parents' house. We had some family in town, and so I was at my parents' house. I was at my parents' house until, about 11 o'clock at night. And as I was coming home and drove by this place, I thought, I'm going to go up Old Maple Road to see if I can run into any, I can see any dudes. Because the last time I drove that way, I saw some foxes. And sure enough, as I was driving by Heron Haven, a fox ran across the street and went back into Heron Haven to do foxy stuff. So, I want to find that fox. We're on a fox hunt today. And I know there's foxes in here. Because for the last few days, I've been finding a lot of fox poop all over the place. I just haven't run into the fox. But maybe we will today. I'm now coming to the crossroads, and I'm not even going to look around. Well, maybe I should. I don't see anything. We gotta beat the people. So we're going to head directly out to the boardwalk. I'm trying to adjust my camera as the same at the same time that I walk and talk, and walk and talk and walk through lots of webs. I'm very obviously the first person through here today. So I get to be the one who walks through all the webs and gets web face. Doesn't look like there's anything going on in the sub pond. So let's head out here onto the boardwalk. See what's going on. We're gonna get quiet. We're gonna sneak out here, see what's up. I see a lot of duckweed. And I can see out onto the water now. More duckweed, duckweed. Look to the left, look to the right. There's nobody out here. No dudes, no dudes at all. Just a lot of duckweed floating. All right. So I'm gonna turn around. We're going to head into the back 40 just so that we can be the first people back there and maybe see some kind of dudes. Because we do like the dudes. It's kind of humid. It's kind of very humid, which is making things kind of hot. But there's this sort of this light, cool breeze that's making everything fairly decent. Alright, so around the path we go, and coming back to the crossroads here, and now we take a right, be-whip. Are we going to be able to see into the billabong, or is there just too much growth? No, we can kind of see back there. There's nobody in the billabong. Nobody on this side. Walk through a couple more webs here. And walking down this corridor. What do I gotta do today? I have to definitely remember to go to the store today, because I am completely out of maple syrup. Okay, now we're going into the wall blind to look out over the back of the billabong. There's nobody in the back of the billabong. Alrighty. Where's my foxy dude? Check on this slime mold. It's not doing anything, so we can keep on walking. Doot 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 doot. Oh yeah. I was gonna do something else today too, but now I can't remember what it was. Hey, is that fox poop? That certainly looks like fox poop. Right in the middle of the path. Just like always. Oh, I should be checking these logs. Oh, what was that? Something just ran up across the path ahead of me. I think it was our rabbity friend who lives around here. Yes, there he is. Another bun. Yes, it's that same bun we see at this corner all the time. Hi, Mr. Bun. So we've seen three buns today. It would be great if this were Nocturnal Bun Patrol, but it's not Nocturnal Bun Patrol. It's 11 o'clock in the morning, looking for all kinds of dudes patrol. I think I might work on my game a little bit today. Oh, look over here. Here's some mushrooms on a log. That's very lovely, but they are starting to ink out. Webs, webs, webs. Okay, approaching the bridge that overlooks... Yeah, that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. There is a blue heron back there, standing in that one funny spot that's kind of underneath the tree that fell over, so I can't get a picture of him. And I can't even tell which blue heron it is. I think it's Big Bluey. I can't see the front of them. Oh, there's some little baby ducklings out there too, swimming around. But I've gotten this shot before. But I took another picture anyway. It's just a mommy duck and all her ducklings out there in the duckweed. Took a couple shots just in case. I can't get a shot of that heron. Yeah, I think that's Big Bluey. If I stand on my toes over here and get at a good angle, I think I can see his head good enough. I think that's pretty sure that's Big Bluey. So Black Cap Chappie might be around here somewhere too. Kind of got to wonder if it's heron mating season, because those two birds have been chasing each other around for the last week. And that would be great if we could have some heron babies born here. So I don't think that's ever happened. You know, this island I call Goose Island, it's originally meant to be Heron Island. But I don't think they left it quite big enough. Alright, sneaking into the big blind here. Oh yeah, we got ducks. We got ducks in the delta, all over the logs in the delta. We got a couple ducks out here on the, what we refer to as the new log. Maybe I'll take a picture. Yeah, those are wood ducks out there on the new log. And we got, oh yeah, we got a boatload of babies out there too, but they're too far away for me to get a picture of. Wait. Oh yeah, we got a whole bunch of baby fluffy butts on the new log. On the new log, the tree that has fallen into the water, we've got two adult wood ducks towards the end, a male and a female. Then in the middle, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or 11 baby ducks all hunched up together with their mommy another couple feet up branch. Oh, there's babies in the delta. There's wood ducks in the delta. There's all kinds of ducks swimming around. It's happy, yummy duck time. But I'm standing in the direct sun. And that's starting to bother me. Is it getting hot? Or is it... What was that? I thought I heard something in the loop. I thought I heard something. Well, don't hear it now. It's so humid that I don't want to be out here. You know how I was saying, oh, it's a nice cool day. Well, it seems like it's cool until you sit in the sun and it blasts down on you. I'm back in the shade and it seems kind of cool, but why am I sweating? Am I sweating? Or is this just condensation because it's so humid right now? I'm gonna walk back over here to the turtle reproduction pond and see if I... Not from here. See if I can get a better angle on this heron. Because if he was just moved over another meter, he'd be out in the sun. I could get a really good shot. No, and he moved. He moved even further into cover. That's no good. Yeah, I can see him better from here. That is Big Bluey. Hi, Big Bluey. I wonder if Black Cap Chappie is over there in the trees somewhere hiding. Who knows? Here's some more fox poop on the trail that I almost stepped in. Oh, and here's our bun. Hi, Mr. Bun. Hi. You don't have to be scared. All your bunny cousins are not scared of me. He's keeping his distance. He's 3 meters away, 2.5 meters. 2 meters. There he hop, 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 hop. Hopping into the forest like a little bunny foo-foo. Is there a good bun? Everybody loves a good bun. I like buns. Okay, so... Are there any mushroom photos back here? Well, not really. None of those mushrooms are in very good shape. Alright, well, gotta not forget to go to the store today. Desperately need maple syrup. I need maple syrup. Might as well get some waffles while I'm at it. Seems like there was something else I was gonna get, but I don't remember what it was. But that's not important right now. I'm approaching Frog Harbor. Gonna look down in here, see if I see any frogs. Yeah, there's a couple frogs on the logs here and there. Froggy loggy. And you know what I was just thinking? What was that sound? Was that my imagination? I was thinking it's about time to start seeing Hemeris Thisbe around here. So we gotta keep our eyes open for that. I'm gonna walk back into the wall blind just to double check. Anything back here? Am I getting bit by bugs? That is also unpleasant. No. Nothing back here but us frogs. Frog Town. Oh, yeah. Okay. Ow. Ow. I just twisted my knee a little bit. That happens a lot. I really need to be more careful. Ow. Ow. What else do I need from the store? I can't remember. Do I feel like going there now? So whiny. I kind of need to get some more lemon and lime juice. That could also probably wait. What's this in the middle of the path? Is that mud or is that poop? That is more fox poop. How did I not see that on the way in? Alright. Walking out of the back of the forest here. Nothing in the billabong. Checking the sub pond here. All I'm seeing are frogs. Froggy, froggy dudes. I gotta take this camera off my neck because it's starting to mess up my neck. And I just heard another branch break. What is going on back there? I don't know, but let's go back out onto the boardwalk. See if we can find anything. See if we can find anything to find. It's so fun. It's so fun. Running around with a giant camera, trying to carry two things at once. It's so fun. So fun. All right. Am I hearing voices? Are there people out here? Am I just hearing things from other places? I don't know. I don't know. So here we go. Walking back out to the boardwalk. Gonna be in direct sun for a while, so that's not gonna be any fun, but gotta double check. Double check for dudes. So we're gonna walk all the way out there, I think. Alright, I'm out on the boardwalk, over the water. Nothing to my left. No I lied. There's one turtle out there. One turtle on the log. You'd think this would be a turtly day, but it's not. To my left. Just, you know, a lot of frogs in the water. A lot of fish dart ripples. Fish darting about, creating ripples in the water. Some frogs. There's a pretty big one. Oh, look at that froggy. I just saw a frog hop sort of on the surface of the water. He was hydroplaning. Oh, geez. Here's a lug. Oh my God, I've taken pictures of that frog before. How do I know? Because his left leg is a little bit messed up, like he might have gotten attacked by a snapper. He sure is a big one. Wow, look at all the frogs out here. There's a lot of little frogs right around here. Geez, in this little 4 meter by 4 meter area, there's boatloads of frogs. And here's a dead polywog on the boardwalk. So somebody's been over here feeding. And we know we got wogs out here. All right, standing here at the end of the boardwalk, there's nothing out here. Can't see Jack. Nothing but frogs and fish ripples. It's all I can see everywhere. What's that? Oh, fishies in the water, swimming around. Lots of action in the water, but no mammals. Oh, what's that over there? There might be a frog on a log over there. I've never seen a frog on a log over there. How fresh and interesting. I mean, not a frog, a turtle. Ugh. Ugh, I don't like this weather. I like the coolness. I do not like the humidity. So I'm walking back. Gotta get off the boardwalk, because here I am being baked. Baked in the sun. It's not any fun for me. So we gotta get off the boardwalk. Come on. I'm afraid to go any faster because I'll just get hotter, exerting more energy. I don't like it. I'm starting to itch. It's starting to bother me. And I still need to go to the store. Oh, I suppose I could go out to the store later, but you know, I'm already out. I might as well. I might as well do all the stuff while I'm out and about. Alright, so back into the forest we go. I am getting tired of carrying all this stuff around. How much time do we have left? We need a time check. Oh, well, we got about 3 minutes. So that's always lovely. Oh, I watched my F1 race yesterday. And even though my cat's driver started on the pole and I finished and I started second, on the first lap there was a big crash and my guy, Valtteri Bottas, got pushed back all the way into last place. But over the course of the race, he managed to drive back into second place. He was in third place for the last 10 laps or more of the race. And then, literally, in the last 100 meters, he passed Lance Stroll for second place. So I was pretty happy. And, no, the Ferraris did not win. And Lance Stroll came in third. Yay for Lance Stroll. The first time he's ever been on a podium. He's a very young Canadian guy. He's 18. And he's racing with the big boys, and he did very well. So it was all good news. Hamilton had some problems, and he finished in like fifth place, if I remember correctly. So even though I almost went down 19 points to my cat, somehow my driver, the great Valtteri Bottas, came back and actually gained points on Hamilton. So I'm doing very, very well in my fantasy F1 league against my cat. Jeez, I'm getting really itchy. It's really humid. It's getting me all weird. And I need to be out of here real soon. But first, while we still have a few more seconds left, let's go up to the bocage here. Check to see if we've got any mushrooms and or dudes. So we sneak up here very, very quietly. And I do not see any dudes. I also don't see any mushrooms. Just some of the remnants of that wolf's milk slime that we found here last week. So I think that this is going to do it for me. As I walk through the grass, getting my shoes all wet, bugs are flying into my face. My buns have moved. My bunny rabbits are not hanging out back here. Oh no, I lied. Here's one right here. And I think it's the same dude. I'm walking right up next to him, and I'm going to say, "Hey, Mr. Bun Bun." I'm 1 meter away as I walk past. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that. My name's Tobe, and I have to go. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
スイズ DJ クーマタ、ウェルカムトゥーマイヨノン。